I wanted to anyway do this, learn about the machzor for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, wait, when is Slichas? Is this Mitzvah Shabbos or next Mitzvah Shabbos?
This
Mitzvah Shabbos?
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. Time flies, huh?
This one next.
No, not next. This. No, next. Next Mitzvah Shabbos.
Right.
20th. Next Mitzvah Shabbos. Next. Okay.
What's today's day?
Yud Aleph. Today is Yud Aleph.
28th. Oh, it's the 21st. It's not this.
Right, next week. Next week. 28th. Slichais is the
20th. Lazy, if you want to say, you can say every day. Bimi Meitzah.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. So anyway, we normally learn on Thursday. Says I want to go do the sidur for Rosh Hashanah. So let's discuss a couple of things about the nusach of Rosh Hashanah. Now here's a raw idea. Okay, we say over here when we give the nusach, we say that there are three v'cheins. Every single tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, the first three brachas are the same. You know, we have avos, pretty much the same. We add in, can you hear me? There's a lot of noise here. Can you hear me? Abelazer, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you very good.
Okay, because there's a lot, they're cleaning the floors here with the machine and it's making a lot of noise. All right.
No, with the light, very good.
Okay,
very
good. So in begin the davening, there are three brachas. There's the first bracha avos, then there is the bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim, and then there is the bracha of Atah Kodesh. So the bracha of avos is the same. The only thing that we do different is we add into the bracha Zochreinu L'chaim Mel L'chofetz B'chaim V'chaseinu M'sef V'chaim Man Chalukim B'chaim, and then we have the bracha of Atah Gibor, which is basically exactly the same. The only thing is we add in one line of Micha Moicha Av Rachamim Zoicha Yitzil Chaim Berachamim. But when it comes to the Brach of Atah Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh V'Kadosh V'Chol Yom Yaluch HaSela, then we embellish it a lot. We say Uvechein Tein Pachtecha Hashem Elokim Al Kol Ma'asecha. And then we say Uvechein Tein Kovoid Hashem Li'Amecha. And then we say Uvechein Tzadikim Yiru v'yismachu v'shodim ya'loizu. And then we conclude with two more paragraphs. V'simloich ato Hashem levadech al kol ma'asecha. And then we say kodosh ato, last paragraph, v'noiro shemecha v'ein elokam mi'baladecha kakasuv v'yigba Hashem tzvokas b'mishpat v'okel ha'kodosh nikdash b'tztoka baruch ato Hashem ha'melech ha'kodosh. So we have basically, we embellish the last bracha, the bracha of Atah Kodosh, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 additional paragraphs. Now, the first three of these additional paragraphs all begin with the word Uvechein. Uvechein, therefore. Uvechein, tein pachtecha, may you Hashem instill your fear. Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha, upon all of you, upon your creatures, v'eimoscha al kol ma'ashe barosa, on everything that you have created. Okay, it goes on to explain. We'll go through a little bit more detail in one moment. And the second one, the focus is kovoid. Uvechein tein kovoid Hashem li'amecha. And then the last one is uvechein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. And iniquity, the Avera will close its mouth. So the question over here is, what is the purpose of these three paragraphs? And even the last two paragraphs. So I want to try just two different ideas, which are not really, just try to work it out, what's the purpose of these three ideas? Well, obviously, the three of the chains, it would seem, are corresponding to the three times we say the word kodosh, kodosh, kodosh. We say here, atah kodosh, in the third bracha, atah kodosh, v'shimcha kodosh, u'kidoshim b'chol yom yahalaluch hasel. When we say this third bracha every single day in the Shemona Esrei, the third bracha, Atah Kodosh v'Shimcha Kodosh, U'Kodosh v'Chol Yom Yahalaluch HaSela, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel HaKodosh. Why do we say these expressions? Atah Kadosh, Shemecha Kadosh, Kadosh Shemecha Yom. So we discover, we learn the Shemoneh Esrei, we explain. Because it corresponds to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. When we say in the Kaddish and in Birchas Kriya Shema, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzevakos, Moloi Chol Eretz Kevodo. And what is the meaning of saying Hashem is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? So I always thought it meant to say that Hashem is super duper over the top, super deluxe Kodesh. I remember my father surely had Shalosh Shuris. So it was almost like a joke. You have a regular Shalosh Shuris. What is a regular Shalosh Shuris? Regular Shalosh Shuris is leftover herring from last week or maybe last month and some stale matzah. That's the regular Shalosh Shuris. Then, if someone wants to sponsor, we have a super deluxe Shalosh Shuris. What's a super deluxe Shalosh Shuris? Maybe it's new herring, fresh herring. And maybe it's the leftover gefilte fish from the morning kiddush. If there's a morning kiddush, if there's a kiddush in the morning, automatically the Shalosh Shuris becomes super deluxe. Because the leftovers from the morning kiddush we serve in it. So instead of the leftovers from 3 weeks ago, so we serve the leftovers from the morning, from the kiddush in the morning. And then they used to have a super duper, not just a super deluxe, a super duper duper, a super duper deluxe Shalosh Shuris. That's when someone actually went to the store to buy something special for Shalosh Shuris. There's an event, someone's making a simcha, someone has a yard side, whatever it is, so someone actually went to the store to buy, oh, that's going to be called a super duper deluxe Shalosh Shuris. So I always thought that we say every day in davening, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzevakos, Moloi, Choleres, Kedodov. What's the three words? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? Super duper deluxe. A super duper deluxe sanctity. Okay, I don't know, maybe some people say this is the pshat, I don't know, but we learned this a few times in different contexts, we learned this in Yeshaya also, it's not what it means. What it means is, What it means is, we say it every single day in the Asher Volitzion. In Asher Volitzion, we say we translate Kadosh 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 Shem Tzivakos Los Kado Umekablein Dein Min Dein Umekablein Dein Min Dein VeOmrin, and they say Kaddish Bishmei Miroma Ilo'o Beishachinte. The first expression is the Malachim say one to another that Kadosh Baruch Hu is holy in his abode. Again, mekablein dein min dein, they accept, they get permission from one another. The Amrin, and they say, Kaddish Hashem, let me get a sitter. One second. In the sitter, we say, "Umekablein dein min dein." The malachim they get permission one from the other, and they say, "Kaddish b'shmei miroma." Hashem is holy in the shemayim, miroma ilo'a in the uppermost heaven, beishachinte in his abode. And then it says, Kaddish al Ara, Hashem is holy upon the earth. Ovad Givurte, the earth is Hashem's product. Hashem created the earth. And then it says, the last Kadosh is Kaddish le'olam ule'olmei olmaya. Hashem is holy in time, in Zaman. So the three words, Kadosh, 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 correspond to Hashem is holy in the heavens, Hashem is holy on the earth, and Hashem is holy in time. Three different dimensions of Hashem's holiness. Shamayim, the Oretz, and Zaman. And we actually translate these words in the Volitzin. We explain what these three terms are. So when you go look at the Baruch of Atah Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, U'Kidosh, U'Mechol Yoy Mihaluch HaSela, it fits like a glove. First we say, Ata, you Hashem are Kodosh. That means, where is Hashem located? What is Hashem's GPS coordinates? Hashem, send me your coordinates. Your GPS coordinates are in Shemayim. In Shemayim. Ata Kodosh. When it says, V'shimcho Kodosh, your name is holy, that's here on the earth. Because on this earth, Hashem doesn't appear. Hashem is known. Hashem hides himself. So in this world, we only refer to Hashem by his name. By his name, V'shimcho Kodosh. This world, the essence of Hashem is not seen. Hashem hides. We know we refer to Hashem by his name. And then the third part of the bracha, U'kidoshim, holy people, B'chol Yom, every single day. That is the concept of Zman. So every single day when we make the bracha, Ata Kodosh, V'shimcho Kodosh, U'kidoshim B'chol Yom, Yehalucha Selah, we are saying three different expressions. The first expression refers to Hashem's holiness in Shemayim. The second expression describes Hashem's holiness on this earth. And the third expression describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy in the principle of Zman. Three dimensions of Hashem's holiness. Now, take that, and then go to this bracha. Now it's Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, what we're really just doing over here is we're expanding. It's not enough to say that Hashem, you're holy in Shemayim, you're holy on the earth, and you're holy in Zman. The three expressions, Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, Uvechein Tein Kovod, Uvechein Tzadikim Yisnuchu V'yirohu, correspond to these three elements. So I'll explain. The first one is, Uvechein, therefore, Tein Pachtecha. Pachal is terror. We're afraid. Why are we afraid? There is a revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Ata Kodosh. The first Uvechein Tein Pachtecha directly corresponds to the acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in Shemayim. Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, Hashem Uchid Al Kol Maasech, upon all your creation, these are all expressions of fear. There is pachad, there is emo, and there is yira. Okay, and then there's another expression, to bow down. You bow down before a person who you're afraid of. And they all become card-carrying members of the Agudas Yisrael of America. Mayor, what do you say about that one? I'm just trying to see if you're awake, Mayor. Put you to sleep. Okay? They will come all aguda achas, la'asois ritzoincha, b'levav sholem, k'mo shiodanu
z'ashem l'kem. My name is Rachi Acha.
Okay, but aguda beat them to it. Mizrachi should have called themselves aguda achas. Okay?
Right.
Okay? You know, I told you the joke many, many, many times. How do you know that if that Agudas Yisrael of America was in existence 3,000 years ago at the time of Matan Torah, they would have claimed in all the newspapers that Matan Torah was an Aguda event. It was an Aguda event. They will claim that our banner was there. The banner, when Hashem came down, it was against the backdrop of the Aguda banner. How do you know that's true? You know how you know? Because they weren't there. The facts are they did not exist 3,000 years ago, and yet today they claim that it was not a good event. Kol Shekain, if they existed then, they would claim it was not a good event. That joke is so old, it's so stale, that joke. Oh,
this
so
is, okay,
of course.
David's building to Ger for the wedding in Nancy.
Yeah. What does that do with the shir?
Huh?
What does this have to do with the shir? Yeah.
Because they gave the condition that no internet be allowed.
No internet is allowed by the wedding?
No, they only allowed a direct feed for closed circuit to put big screens so people can see.
Anyone who has a smartphone can.
Ah, but everyone broke the rules.
Of course. Well, you can't enforce such a rule. Every yukel will take out his phone.
Organizations in Yisrael that were against technology.
Yeah.
They have a bar that checks your phone. They don't even let your phones be used. So Yeah, got a lot of feedback, you know. You're
Avaryonim, Avaryonim, they're all Avaryonim.
Yeah.
You cannot...
So now we can say Kol Nivrei.
L'espal l'imhu Avaryonim.
Right.
Well, you know what you learned from all this, what's going on today in the world? You cannot control people. You can't tell people what to do. You can't. You have to.
So Lubavitch is the smartest that they took advantage of everything before. They were the first ones involved.
That's not a kind of different story altogether. Who says they were the first? No, they weren't the first. There were plenty of people that were involved in technology. You were involved. Weren't you involved in technology very early on?
Yeah.
Eli Teitelbaum.
What was his name? Shlomo Shvadoran. Was involved.
The only reason why they were more in is because they had money. They had tons of money to go spend on to do it big time. But everyone was doing the same thing. Alright, let's go weiter. Okay, we have three brachas. Atah Kadosh, Veshibcha Kadosh, Kadosh Mechol Yom Yelchosel. So if we have over here the first bracha I'm suggesting over here is a description of an elaboration of the first word Atah Kadosh. Remember the three Kadosh. One is Kaddish b'shmei Miroi Me'ilo Beis Shechinte. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy in Shemayim. And then the second one, and that's exactly what it says over here in this first paragraph. This first paragraph describes fear. There are many words of fear. There is pachad, there is ema, there is yira, there is ishtachavo. And then at the end it says, v'shimcho noira. Noira is another expression of fear. So that's already five expressions of fear. When we focus on the fact Atah Kadosh, in acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, that this, what does it mean you acknowledge Hashem exists? When you acknowledge Hashem's existence, you're overwhelmed with fear of Hashem in all of its dimensions. Pachad, Eima, Yira, Hishtachava. And then at the end, it says also there's more. Shehasholton lefonecha, shalita. That's another expression. Shehasholton lefonecha, and then it says gevura, 7, and it says noira is 8, and then also you have to also tie in that lasos kuma guda achas. That's another interesting idea. When you're afraid, it's an interesting idea. When people are afraid, that creates an achdus. Okay, that's itself an idea. Look over here. What happened when Corona broke out in the beginning? Not anymore. When it broke out in the beginning, it was real pachad. It was the whole day, whole night, sirens. When there is an eis milchama, people come together. It's a reaction to fear. The proof that there's fear is people come together. Okay, so I have all these expressions. Now I go to the next part. The next part is Uvchein Tein Kovoid Hashem Liyamecha Tehila Liriyecha V'sikva Tovalu Darashecha Fisalpeh Lamiyachem Lach Simcha Liyartzecha V'sasim Lirecha. What is this about? This is about, I want to suggest, is the next part of the elaboration of the next part is V'shimcha Kodosh. It's Hashem is acknowledged here on this world of Kaddish al Ara on the earth, Ovad Givurte. The earth is the product of Hashem's might. Ovad Givurte, the product of Hashem's might. And when we describe Hashem on this world, is acknowledged. Now we're not describing fear. When we relate to Hashem's presence here among us on this earth, then it turns into kavod, honor. Fear, so I remember when I was a child, I think it was in fifth grade, Rabbi asked us, what is a greater emotion, fear or love? So he explained to us, this goes back to when I was in fifth grade, fear. I'm sorry. What is a greater emotion? Love. Why is love greater? Because you love something that's not in front of you. If there's something that you really like, even if that object is not in your presence, it's far away, you love it. You love things that are distant. You're only afraid of what's right in front of you. When something is right in front of you, you're afraid. How do you avoid that fear? You make a separation, make a mechitza. We wear a yarmulke. Why do we wear a yarmulke? To make a separation between us and Hashem. Something that you're afraid of, the way you express your fear is you make a separation. It's a very different emotion. When we fog atah kadosh, this is an acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Shemayim. And he's separate, he's apart, he's beyond us. The second expression over here, v'chein tein kavod, reflects kadish al ara, Hashem's holiness is upon the earth, and the earth is ovad divorite, a product of his might. And that the whole thing, kavod la'amecha, tila l'riyecha, giving kavod, and there's going to be praise, and there's going to be hope, and there's going to be eloquence of speech, joy, simcha v'sasan, tzmichas keren, arichas ner, v'nishay avdecha. What does that mean? Look at arichas ner, the arrangement of ner. I don't know what that means. This is going to be light. I don't never knew what that meant. Arichas ner, he writes over here, and a preparation of a lamp. What in the world does that mean? A preparation of a lamp for David? David needs a lamp? I'll give him a flashlight. I'm sure David HaMelech has a smartphone. Every smartphone has a flashlight. He needs a ner, shel cheres, with oil. What does this mean? I don't know what it means. But this one, now we come to the last blessing, the last part. What's the last part? Connected to the third kodesh. The third kodesh is ukidoshim bechol yoim yahalalu chasala. Day, zman. Kaddish le'olam ule'olmei olmaya. Hashem is holy in zman, in time. What's the third expression? V'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu v'shom yalozu v'chassidim berino yogilu v'oilosa. Now here's the point. Here we're describing over here joy and iniquity. Tikpat spia will close its mouth. V'chol harisha kulo ke'oshon tichle. Kisavir memshela zodam eretz. This is what's going to happen in the end of days. This last expression is not something that can happen today. Right now, the tzaddikim are not happy. They don't have, Right now, there's a lot of wicked people walking around the streets. There's a lot of wickedness. There's a lot of avla. There is a memshela zodoin all over the world. Look at the Taliban. Look what they're doing over there. There's mishagayim over there. There's a memshela zodoin. There's a lot of wickedness all over the world. When will this come true? In the end of days. Kaddish le'olam ule'olmei olmaya. So, I'm trying to suggest here is, it says, Ata kadosh, v'shimcha kadosh, u'kadosh u'machol yoyim yahal u'chasel. What does that mean? To understand what that means, you have to go to Asher v'letzion, where we kedusha the sidra, where we translate the words. We say, kadosh, 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 kaddish al Kaddish, the first Kaddish is Kaddish Bishmei Miroima Ilo'o Beishachinte. Hashem is holy in Shemayim. And then the second Kaddish means Kaddish Alara, on the earth, the product of his might. This earth is his product. And then it says Kaddish Leolam Uyomel Maya Kaddish Baruch Hu is Kaddish in Zman, in time. And now you go to the Baruch Atah Kaddish, that's in Shemayim. V'shimcha kadosh, that's the way we relate to him in this world. We don't see Hashem, we only know about Hashem's name here in this world, on this earth. And then when it says ukidoshim b'chol yoyim, that's time. Every single day adds up to le'olam u'l'olmel maya. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we take this bracha and we expand the bracha. And we review the bracha and we say, v'chein tein pachtecha, this is Atah Kadosh, an acknowledgement of Hashem's ultimate power. And then we say V'chein Tein Kavod. Kavod represents that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzamsim, he came down to be with us. He's with us here in this world. Hashem was Mitzamsim himself to a degree we were able to relate to him and we can give him honor, we can connect to him. Where can we connect? Here in this world. All the things of the second bracha, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to his nation, the ability to communicate, simcha li'artzecha, your land here on this world, it couldn't be more explicit. Simcha li'artzecha, v'sosin li'irecha, u'tzmichas kandor adech v'malchus, here in this world. And the third blessing is describing things that have not yet happened in this world. It has not happened. There's a Memshala Zodon still in existence. There is wickedness that is still in existence. This will only be eliminated. The brachas that it says in the third of V'chein, Tein, V'chein Tzadikim, the Tzadikim Yiru, they will see in the future. That's yet to happen. When will it happen? We have to wait. We need the ingredient of Zaman. We can fear him now. I can give cover to him now. But these things that it says in the third blessing is dependent on the third Kadosh. The third Kadosh is La'olam ulil me'el maya b'chol yoyim yehal l'chasela, the principle of time. Now, there are two more. What are the two more expressions? I want to continue and suggest the next one comes to next. Even though ordinarily the whole year round we just say Kadosh, 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 and we don't. So when we say Kedusha, what do we add to Kedusha? We then continue and we say Baruch Kevoid Hashem Mimikoimai. After we say Kadosh, 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 we then say Hashem is blessed, is this Kevoid Hashem, the Kevoid Hashem Mimikoimai. From his location. That corresponds to the Simlech. Baruch Kvoid Hashem, the Kvoid Hashem Mimikoimai, the Simlech Ator Hashem Levadecha, Al Kol Maasecha, Baharat Yom Mishkan, this is Hashem Shli Melech. It's the Kvoid Malchus. When we say Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus, only Oilon Void, this is the var. We say Kadosh Kadosh Kadoshem Tzivakas Melachos Kavodo, and then we say Baruch Kivoid Hashem Mimukaimai. There are two missing words. There are missing words in that expression. What are the missing words? Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Lo'olam Voed. This is the difference between Yeshaya and Yechezkel. When Yechezkel saw the Ma'ase Merkava, what did he see? When he saw the Ma'ase Merkava, he saw the Malachim only had four wings. When Yeshaya saw the Ma'ase Merkava, he saw the Malachim had six wings. Why? Because the six wings correspond to Baruch, Shem, Kivod, Malchuso, Le'olam, Vo'ed. What are we missing today? Today we're missing Malchus and we're missing Kavod. Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem Le'olam Voed. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Voed. Today we're missing Kivod Malchus. We're missing the Kavod Malchus. Because Yechezkel lived at the time of the Qum Beis HaMikdash and we saw the Malachim only had four wings because they were missing the Kavod Malchus. So we say Baruch Kivod Kadosh Kadosh Kadoshem Tzivakos Baruch Kivod the Kivod Hashem Mimikomo. Okay, that's a Ne'en. Okay, I don't know the little details, I have to work this out. But the next expression is Baruch Kivod, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Liolam Moed, and that is Vesimloch. And Vesimloch means Hashem's Malchus, should be restored. And then there's one more paragraph, and the other paragraph is Kadosh Ata V'Neirosh Shemecha, V'Ein Elokam Yivalodecha, V'Suvah V'Yikba Hashem Tzokas B'Mishpat, V'Kel HaKadosh, that's Hashem Yimloich Liolam Voed. Okay, go back to the Ashrei Uvolutzion. In the Asher Volitzim, we say, Baruch Vod Hashem Mekamai, Unitalas Nerucha, a wind took me, Vishen Espas, which I heard behind me, Kal Zia Sagi de Meshavachim de Yermin, a very strong wind that was mighty and was praying, Berich, may be blessed, Yikarada Hashem Me'asar, from the place of His divine presence. Now that is from the place of His Me'asar Be'Shechinte. And this bracha is similar to Hashem levadecha al kol maasecha b'har tzion mishkan kivodecha v'mishlam beis Ir Kodshecha, okay, in from your place. The next one is Kadosh Ata V'Neira Shemecha V'Einel Kain Modecha. That means an expansion. Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed, Hashem Al Husei Ko'em Li'olam U'Yolmel Mayen. Now let's explain. What's the difference between Baruch Kivod and Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed? Baruch Kivod Hashem in Mekoymoy, according to the Targum, means may Hashem's honor be expanded, but it says here from where he is, not on this world. Hashem's malchus should be acknowledged and understood and expanded from his abode, where he is. Hashem yimloch li'olam voed means everywhere, forever. Hashem yimloch li'olam voed, Hashem malchus, malchus, here he is malchus, koem le'olam li'olmei olmaya. So what I'm trying to say over here is there's a progression. There is a progression of kodosh. There are five steps. There's kodosh, kodosh, kodosh. Then comes baruch, kivod, Hashem imekoymoy. That's number four. And number five is Hashem yimloch li'olam voed. The first kodosh is an acknowledgement that Hashem exists in Shemayim. The second kodosh is an acknowledgement that Hashem exists here on this world. The third kodosh is an acknowledgement that Hashem is holy in time and Hashem will be around forever. Baruch Kivod is an acknowledgement, is where we begin to combine some of the elements together. Baruch Kivod, we're trying to make some suggestions, is where we combine Hashem's, we're combining, let's see, Baruch Kivod is we're combining the acknowledgement that Hashem exists let's try to work it out this way, that Hashem, we're combining the first two, Kodosh and Kodosh, together. The Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Voed is the combination of all three together. Okay, so this is what we're trying to do. Kadosh, 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 there are three parts. Hashem is Kadosh in Shemayim. The second Kadosh, Hashem is Kadosh here in this world. The third Kadosh is Zman. Baruch Kivod is the combination of Kadosh number one with Kadosh number two. Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Voed is now where all three come together. Is the combination of Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh together. Go in stages. First, we lay out the parts on the table. It's A, B, C. The next step is to combine A with B. The next step is combine to a new entity, the A and B that has been combined together, now combine that with C. It's a process. The world's coming to acknowledge Hashem's existence in this world is a five-step process. First, we have piece A, piece B, piece C. The next thing that happens is we take A and B and we merge them together. So we're left with A and B that has now become one with C. And the fifth step is to take the A and B that has been synthesized and now synthesize that with C. So now you have one unit at the very, very end. Now, taking those five parts, these five parts obviously have to be true. Okay, that's no question. The question over here is, what's the purpose of having four and five? But A, B, C, D, E are the five parts of Kodosh, 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 and then Baruch Kivoid, and then Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Voed. How do they all come together? Well, it's A, B, C. A and B are combined, and then the combination of A and B is then combined with C. And that is what we're doing here exactly in every single time we recite on Rosh Hashanah in the Brach of Ata Kodosh, when we go through Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. This is Kodosh, the first Kodosh. The acknowledgement that Hashem exists. The second v'chein tein kavod is that Hashem is here on this world. The third v'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu is that Hashem in the future will prevail. Then when we say v'simloich Hashem levadech al kol ma'asecha, what are we doing? We're combining together that Hashem's power in Shemayim should be connected and synthesized with Hashem's with this world. And then the last paragraph, before we make the chasima, kadosh ata v'noreh shemecha, ve'eva kandecha, this is the ultimate. Kadosh ata v'noreh shemecha, ve'ein elokai mivaladecha, there's no one like Hashem, v'ayib Hashem tzoks b'mishpat, v'okel HaKadosh nikdash v'tztaka. Okay, I'm not really sure how it really fits in. This really needs more work. But this combines everything. It has to be there. Five parts. Okay, this is my idea for today. Rabbi Eliezer, thank you so much for coming along with me. Okay, we'll leave it with this. Have a good night, okay? Thank you very, very much.
Saigazin. Thank you very much.
Saigazin.
Сначала 4, а в мае я ушел тоже, наверное, пошел на мин.